And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful, the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I'm talking about we send our signal in the show way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, tell you what, somebody else that covers a lot of ground is our friends at Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care, they're a chain of clinics that cover a big swath of North Alabama. I mean, they got locations in Gadsden, Atala, Anniston. They got five locations around the Birmingham metro area. The two newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. I'm just going to tell you, folks, if you're looking for medical care, they're open 7 days a week. And I am straight up when I say this is who I use. In the Gadsden area, I go to Southern Immediate Care. And the facilities are always clean. The health staff's always helpful. You can go in on a Saturday morning if you have to. Walk in. They'll see all ages. I'm talking from pediatric up to geriatric. They cover all of it. And listen, I know the guy that owns the chain. What a great dude. I mean, just a solid guy. I mean, he's basically a right-side ruffian who owns a chain of clinics, and he wanted to be a part of the show, and we appreciate it. But they also provide great medical care. So if you need something, look them up on the web, find the location nearest to you, and Southern Immediate Care is where you need to go. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I got a caller on the line. Let me go to line one real quick there, boom. Brian from Decatur. How you doing, man? Did we lose him? Brian from Decatur? Bueller? If we lost him, we'll get back to him. I'll take some text messages real quick before I go on. Where did we have the last text message I have not got to? Bill from Huntsville said, I wasn't able to text in yesterday on the Dipper about common sense, but the text could also deal with woke world. The above memes are what would probably most people with common sense think about woke politics. So he sends me a couple of memes. And there's Paul Darlin from Andy Griffith saying, have you listened to some folks for a minute and thought their cornbread ain't quite done? That's a classic. And then, of course, the other one is Granny from Granny from Beverly Hillbillies. If common sense was lard, most people wouldn't be able to grease a pan. That's the kind of listeners we have. Thank you. Barry from Athens says, I was under the assumption the Jacksonville murderer had committed, I don't know what he's saying to me. Okay. Committed suicide. Oh, I see. Brother, check your spell check. Okay. I don't know the answer to that. All I do know is this. The shooting as it happened down there in Jacksonville was apparently race-related, and the sheriff, who's a black man, is having none of the racism / gun control questions. He's like, don't even try. What we got here, Brian from Huntsville texted in, says Frisco, San Francisco, sad. Instead of Dirty Harry, we now have Harry and Dirty. That's just, that was a great dad joke. That was a great dad joke.
That actually. Was a great that was dad good. Joke.
Do we have any applause?
No, there we go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Brian from Huntsville. Yes. So number three in the Triple Dipper. Let me start off by saying this. Every once in a while, something happens in politics or in a debate. And by the way, there are things that happen in debates that are truly meaningful. I mean, and Ronald Reagan had two of the greatest debate moments perhaps ever. Now, there was the first one when he was debating Walter Mondale? I think he may have been. And he's debating Walter Mondale. And there's a question about Reagan being older. And Reagan stepped into it with all the aplomb and calm and sort of that demeanor he had. He goes, well, I'm not gonna allow age to become a factor here. I personally refuse to allow my opponent's youth and inexperience be a factor in this race. And the audience went wild. And even the debate moderator lost it. Even Walter Mondale lost it for a moment. It was one of those things where you could tell that a topic had been thought about. How can we respond? How can we disarm? It was great. Here's the other one. In the final week of the 1980 presidential campaign between Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan, the two candidates actually held their only debate, all right? It was one debate, October 28th. Carter had actually been, inexplicably, his campaign was actually picking up some speed. And it was kind of a close race at that particular moment. And then during the debate, Ronald Reagan asked a question that has become one of the most important campaign questions of like all time. It's repeated. It's been used multiple times. And I guarantee you there were people who looked at that and thought, why didn't I ever think to ask it that way? All he did was, during the debate, Ronald Reagan simply asked the question of the audience, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And voters said a resounding no, basically. And the question just resounded. So how easy is that? Now, I look at this. Let me ask you. When you're talking to a liberal, if some of y'all do, when you're talking to someone who doesn't know about how to vote, the simplest way to start that conversation right now in Biden economy is to say, well, let me ask you a question. I mean, think about it this way. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And I guarantee you, if they're being truthful, the answer is very likely no. I mean, you can take it at a variety of angles. You could talk about the economy. You could talk about security. You could talk about foreign policy, all of it. But for right now, let's just talk about what Joe Biden decided to embrace as Bidenomics. Now, at one point during his presidential tenure, you may recall that President Obama was responsible for getting, you know, Obamacare put in place. And at some point during the next campaign, I believe it was, Obama chose to embrace the words Obamacare. He decided, don't let them try to beat you up like, it's Obamacare and that's bad. Embrace it. And so he did. And, you know, because he was a smooth operator, he got away with it. He embraced Obamacare and he even said he was proud of it. You can tell that Joe Biden is trying to do that right now because we've been talking about, as conservatives, his lousy Bidenomics, like how awful the economy has gotten. Biden has tried to flip the script. He has tried unsuccessfully over the last few weeks to say, well, Bidenomics is working. I'm all about Bidenomics. I've chosen to embrace the name Bidenomics. Now, I'm actually saying it with a lot more zeal than he does, but you know what I mean. They've actually been using the term now because they've decided they have to try and own it, and it's just not working. Because all people have to do is honestly look at themselves in the mirror and just ask a simple question. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And the answer, honestly, is going to wind up being a no. So, yeah, here we have Biden, and for the Democrats, he's top of the ticket. I mean, unless something happens and he doesn't run, he's the top of the ticket. And so here's the deal. There are Democrats in battleground states that are having a trouble embracing his Bidenomics campaign. They would really rather not. They would. So here's a story from USA Today, which is not known, by the way, for being a conservative publication. Says, while President Joe Biden touts a recovering economy as Bidenomics, a political slogan coined for his economic agenda, House Democrats in battleground states have been a little bit more mellow when it comes to taking credit for the economy's strengths. That's because they know that you just can't take credit for what you killed. That's like saying, yeah, you know, I destroyed your crops, but then I planted some more seeds and I grew a little bit, so I'm responsible for feeding you. Really? That's what we got right now. Biden's policies crushed the economy, crushed it. Gas prices through the roof. We've got, you know, epic inflation. We've got any number of indicators. Interest rates are up. The supply chain is disrupted. All said and done, it's been a mess. As I hit the cough button. Golly, Boomer. Start talking or something, man.
Well, I'm just over here going, wow, he hit that cough button for a
it's
really
like a,
long time.
It's like I swallowed wrong or something.
It just took you for a loop.
It did. I don't know what to say. Bidenomics has got me all tore up. My eyes are watering. Oh, golly. Okay, anyway, Bidenomics is just, you know, ruining the economy, and yet they want to claim that it's great. But a story came out, and you gotta love Kamala Harris. I mean, she's one of those that, you know, we can look at Daly and go, bless her heart. That's where we are with Kamala. Bless her heart. By the way, is she really out there campaigning right now? I don't see much in the way of a Biden campaign. They're certainly keeping Kamala under wraps. But yeah, Fox News has a story. Headline, Kamala Harris's slip-up reveals how Bidenomics is actually hurting America's families. So in the midst of President Biden's campaign to try and sell Bidenomics to American voters, Vice President Kamala Harris, it says, made a curious admission. Speaking about the cost of getting an abortion, there's a speech. Bidenomics, let's talk about how much it costs to get an abortion. How about milk and bread? How about the essentials of life? Speaking about the cost of getting an abortion, she stated that, quote, most Americans are just $400 unexpected expense away from bankruptcy. Okay, if you're trying to say the economy's working, maybe your point is not to say how bad everybody's doing. If you're trying to say my team is the winning team, maybe you don't want to talk about all the reasons why people aren't believing your team. But that's where we are. When they have to live a lie, and that's the thing, a lie will always come back to get you at some point. When they're trying to live a lie, at some point they realize that you have to keep lying to keep up the lie. And yet eventually the truth will slip out. Like when she's talking about her desire for the world to have free abortions on demand, she talks about how expensive it is, and then, oh, by the way, points out that Americans are having a hard time meeting their expenses. Every American, most Americans, are just $400 unexpected expense away from bankruptcy. Thank you, Madam Vice President. We appreciate your Bidenomics speech. That's exactly what that was. I mean, right now we've got the Lending Club has their what they call their paycheck to paycheck report for June. They confirm that there's been recent surveys that say that a majority of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. 53% of consumers who earn $50,000 to $100,000 per year. So the problem extends well beyond lower income. He goes on to point out that things like the massive spending in the American Rescue Plan and the Infrastructure Plan and the Inflation Reduction Act plan have done nothing but throw money into the economy, and yet we're still seeing the Fed talking about having to raise the rates again, which is crushing the residential sales market. Folks, I'm telling you, just ask yourself the simple question, am I better off today than I was 4 years ago? And if you're honest, or if the people you're talking to are honest, they'll have to say, well, since bacon costs 17% more this year than it did last year, the answer would be no. All right, we're going to take a break right now. I'm going to suck on a cough drop or something. I don't know what just happened. Swallowed wrong and had to hit the button. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, go home time. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense a superpower. And listen, I got to tell you about our friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions. They do all kinds of things for businesses. Lots of them. They can help you with things like your sorting and containment, your quality control, your logistics, your warehousing, all that kind of stuff. But ZLA Solutions, their bread and butter remains staffing. If you need people, they can find people. They can find them with special niche skills, hard to find. Maybe you'll need a few people, or maybe you need an entire shift of folks. I'm just going to tell you, ZLA Solutions, their website is zlausa.com. Check them out. You need people, they can find them. Recruiting, background checks, drug testing, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say it, don't matter. And ZLA Solutions has been with this show since the very beginning, and we appreciate it. But yeah, ZLA Solutions, you need help with your business, check them out, ZLAUSA.com. That's their website. And tell them, by the way, you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate it. So, by the way, the grades are already in with minutes to spare. So we can screw up today and still get our grade. Phil, you get an A- today. Brian from Huntsville's dad joke gets him an A+. Wow. Boomer, you got off to a rough start today by saying you didn't like Meatloaf and not knowing what show Bob Barker hosted, but then you completed the greatest comeback in the history of Right Side Radio by playing so many home fry sound effects that I lost count by saying there'll be prizes for the football pick'em, so you win with an A++.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. I always love the teachers that give extra credit points. That's the best kind.
Me too.
Yeah. Penny from Athens says, Phil, always keep cough drops when you're on the air. They're like a lifesaver of a different kind. Penny, I got a whole bag of Ricola in the drawer for that very reason. And thank you very much. I told Boomer earlier, I had neck surgery a few years back, the kind where they go through the front of your neck to fuse the vertebrae in the back of your neck, old paratrooper stuff. And I swear I swallow wrong all the time because of it. Don't know why. It just happens. So anyway, there's that. Now I've just humanized myself to the audience, but I got no complaints. Jeff from Indiana, it's okay, Phil. It was this Bidenomics you were choking on. Like it's choking the life out of the country, he says. Ben from Decatur says, Bidenomics, it cost my family over $3,500 a year in cost of living and even less for retirement. Wow. Sorry, Ben. I hear you, though, man. Mike from Athens, when is Kamala Harris and her family going to start paying reparations? They ain't. That's going to go away. That was called mollycoddling. That's where you tell people up front, yeah, it's a dumb idea. No, we're not going to investigate it. But no, what did Gavin Newsom do? We should start thinking this through. Would you form a commission? Thinking surely they would stop. And no, they didn't. They came back with a recommendation. Roughly in from Huntsville checking on me. You okay, Phil? Yes, I am. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, Roughly in. Dave from Hazel Green says, Phil, Fisherman's Friend is the best cough drop on the market. Dave and Hazel Green. I've never heard of Fisherman's
never
Friend.
Never heard of Fisherman's Friend. I don't even...
What do fishermen need special formulaic...
I bet they do.
Cough drops?
Special, just special things.
Yes, just...
Special cough drops.
Because they're special. Okay. Do they make a meatloaf
Fisherman's
flavored
friend.
Cough drop?
Oh, gross.
I'll end with this last story I've got on Bidenomics as I finish up this third of the triple dipper. Washington Examiner, why voters are not buying Bidenomics. President Joe Biden is frustrated. Unemployment has fallen to a healthy 3.6%. The economy is growing at a decent 2.4%. Inflation has now dropped down to roughly 3%. And yet, all this good economic news, the vast majority of voters still rate the economy as poor and blame Biden for its sorry state. What gives? One CBS News poll, it points out, found that 65% of adults would rate the economy as bad, and just 13% said they were getting better financially. You know, part of that is because they don't trust who's in charge. Even when the numbers begin to improve, you still know where they came from. And so if you can't trust the guy, you don't know what it's going to be tomorrow. Market uncertainty is not just based on what we see today. It's on the fear of what's coming in the future. And so I'm going to tell you right now, Bidenomics, Biden is bad for the economy. The polls show it. People aren't dumb. They vote with their wallets. And the truth be told, Biden economy sucks. And yet we're being told it's working. It's wonderful. It's great. That's the gaslighting of to the nth degree. But I'm going to tell you right now, people recognize where it came from. All you have to do, like I said, is ask the original Reagan question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? The answer is no. And you know why? Because you know who's been in charge for the last 3 years of those four-year term we're talking about. Yeah, absolutely. Bidenomics, I'm not for it. I'm looking for 2024, man. I tell you all the time, though, it took a Carter to bring us a Reagan. Maybe it'll take a Biden to bring us something like a Reagan. I hope so. All right, you guys have an amazing night. I'll have more cough drops here tomorrow. We'll see you then.